This is Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio with my main man, Tony D.
Well, we had a loaded show this morning, again, with the World Series. There's Thursday Night Football, college football, all of that. But that was also the news of the passing of Bobby Knight. Let's go to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. Visit them for a quote at progressive.com. He's the Arkansas head basketball coach, Eric Musselman, and he joins us to talk about Bobby Knight. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great, Tony. Appreciate you having me on.
Appreciate you joining us. And I know because of your not only you, but your father being a gigantic name in the industry of basketball, knew Bob Knight. Can you talk about your relationship with him from just a family perspective and a professional perspective?
Yeah, so my father grew up in Worcester, Ohio, about 10 miles from Orrville, Ohio. Orrville is where Coach Knight grew up. My dad and Coach Knight played against each other in basketball and football as high school standouts. So they had a relationship dating all the way back to elementary school and competing against each other. And then, ironically, my dad's first Big Ten game that he ever coached in was against Bobby Knight, and it was Bobby Knight's first game that he ever coached in the Big Ten. It was 52-51 Minnesota over Indiana in Williams Arena. So a long history. And then my dad and Coach Knight went through a time period where they didn't really talk for about an eight-year time frame, once my dad entered the Big Ten, and then they became extremely close after about an eight-year time frame. And I remember during the NBA lockout, I was with the Orlando Magic. My father was an assistant coach with the Portland Trail Blazers. And really the only thing that NBA teams could do during that lockout, because you couldn't work out your own guys, was to scout colleges. And so my dad said, hey, why don't you go on the Magic dime and I'll go on the Blazer dime and we'll go hang out with Coach Knight for a week. And it was one of the greatest experiences that I've ever had, to be able to watch him coach for a full week behind closed doors, sit in every staff meeting. But the relationship started way before that. When my father would go to camps, and a long time ago, camps everybody would go to, I think I was 7 or 8 years old. Coach Knight was speaking at a camp. It was an outdoor camp. A bee landed on my shoulder, and I was kind of looking at it, and Coach Knight said, what do you do when a bee lands on your shoulder and Coach Knight's lecturing? And I said, I don't know. And he said, you let it sting you. And so... So I got a lot of good memories, and his son Pat, he and I have a little bit of a relationship as well, as he's done a lot of scouting in the NBA, and so really, really great memories. But the best memory is my father was diagnosed with amyloid, and so he got sent, the Blazers sent him to the Mayo Clinic, and from the moment he got to the Mayo Clinic, he only lived for 10 days. And all 10 days were spent at the Mayo Clinic. My sister flew in. I flew in. Every day at noon, Coach Knight would call my dad. It was like clockwork. Every single day at exactly noon, the phone would ring. And after the second or third day, I remember my dad saying, hey, grab my glasses. And he would wait with the anticipation for that phone call to ring starting at about 11:30 every day. So really, really cool memories of to watch my dad and his relationship with Coach Knight.
What can you share with us as a basketball coach, and again, coming from a basketball family, on his brilliance at coaching basketball?
Well, he really simplified the game, and it's really, really interesting that when I got a job in the minor leagues coaching at like 22 years old, and my dad said, look, you don't know anything about how to coach. Yeah, you were a decent high school player, and you've studied the game and been a ball boy with NBA teams and all, but you don't know anything. And so he said, what you need to do is you need to acquire as many Bobby Knight players and as many Jerry Tarkanian players as you can. And he said, the blend between a UNLV player and an Indiana player will make you as great a coach as you possibly can be for somebody that doesn't know anything about the coaching profession and has zero experience. I went out and did that. You know, Keith Smart played for me, and he's actually on staff here at Arkansas. But I went out, we got Keith Smart, we had Jay Edwards, And then we got some we also had Jimmy Thomas, who was a longtime NBA assistant coach and played for Coach Knight at Indiana. And then we went out and got some UNLV guys like Jarvis Bass-Knight as well. And my dad was right. Jimmy Thomas, Keith Smart, Jay Edwards, those guys were so fundamentally strong. I really didn't have to coach. It was a group that could kind of self-coach themselves. Coach Knight's players understood spacing. They really understood how to cut, how to screen, and what great shot selection was.
Not everybody was attuned to how he would react to players and how he disciplined players and whatnot, but what kind of player was he always looking for?
Well, I think he liked tough-minded guys. He liked guys that loved to play with great intensity. He liked players that studied the game and loved the game. Sometimes with somebody like Coach Knight, can a player's passion meet coach's passion? And Coach Knight, he everything was basketball with him, with the exception of hunting and fishing. But he really was immersed in the game and wanted players that loved the game as much as he did.
Did you feel that because you had a relationship with him and saw things about him that maybe the media and the general public didn't see, did you feel like he got a fair treatment from the media at his darker times, or was it about right?
I don't think, like, I think that when you have a personal relationship with someone, you have a different perspective. I mean,
yeah.
I can only go back, Tony, to, when the last 10 days of my father's life, there was only one person that called every single day.
Right.
And that was Coach Knight. So that's a personal touch that, for myself and my sister, we have a perspective of his compassion, of him understanding that my dad and he had grown up together basically and competed against each other as rivals from elementary school all the way through their first Big Ten game. And so I probably have a little bit different perspective. Certainly feel that there's no doubt and no argument that he's one of the greatest coaches. When you look at the winning factor and you think that he was, 32 years old when he won a national championship, and in today's coaching world, there's only four people younger than he was when he won a national championship. That's an amazing stat.
By the way, thank you for joining us this morning, because I know your season starts Monday, right? Alcorn State, if I'm not mistaken?
We do. We start Monday. We had two exhibition games against a Texas Tyler Division II team, and then we played a very emotional game, an overtime game against Purdue in Bud Walton Arena. And now we have a week to get ready, and on Monday we do open. We go Monday, Friday, and then we head to Nassau, Bahamas, and play in the Battle for Atlantis, which is going to be a very big challenge as well. And then we come home and play Duke. So four home games, three in the Bahamas, one back home against Duke. And so we got to be ready. We have a lot of transfers, two freshmen, so we're trying to blend a core of some returners along with a group of transfers and freshmen.
Well, I always like it when you make time for us, Coach. I really appreciate it. I know it's a busy time for you, but I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts on Coach Knight.
Thanks. Appreciate you having me on.
You got it. Eric Musselman, again, on a Progressive guest line, head coach at Arkansas. One of my favorite personalities in sport. He's awesome. He's fantastic. But sharing his thoughts on Knight. And again, it comes from, you're seeing a lot of that. You'll see a lot of that of people who were, and again, Bill Musselman, Eric's dad, was one of the giants in the business, giants in the basketball business. And so you do have this, you'll have this thing today where you will see certain people that really got to know Bobby Knight in a different way, really saying, hey, like he said, the only one that called my dad every day. And again, Bill Musselman was a gigantic person in basketball. All the stops that he made, his presence in basketball. I mean, Bill Musselman's one of the top names. The only one that called every day was Bobby Knight. You're going to hear that more and more. You'll hear that from Jay Billis. You'll hear that from Dick Vitale. You'll hear that from former players. You'll hear that from Mike Krzyzewski. You'll hear that from maybe Jim Boeheim. Maybe whoever is going to speak out today, you'll see a side of Bobby Knight. And then for a lot of people, there is always going to be the angry coach that got fired being angry side of Bob Knight. And again, it's hard for those close. And I think it happens in real life too, right? I think it happens with people in real life where there's a legacy that people see publicly, and then there's a legacy that you see behind the scenes. You probably tried pain relief creams and most of them barely work, if at all. Are you ready to try something different? And I found it. It's called Capsiva. Capsiva is a scientific breakthrough in joint pain relief, capturing the medicinal power of capsaicin, eliminating the burn and the smell. It absorbs fast, has no odor, and it works. Capsiva is homeopathic with natural active ingredients. And get this, great stuff. A use-it-all 100% money-back guarantee. Where are you going to find that? Use the entire thing, and if you're not satisfied, you can send it back for a full refund. That's how confident they are. Capsiva has no known side effects, no known drug interactions, so it's safe to take on with other medications. Unlike some of those other pain relief creams, stop living in pain. Get Capsiva now. You can find it at Meijer and Kroger Pharmacy, as well as select CVS stores. Capsiva. All right, we'll come back, wrap up the hour as we continue. It's Wake Up Call.